Well, the reason is that we're in a changing times, and the reason for this letter is because of the context in which Catholic education is delivered has changed so much. They're actually outlined in the beginning of the letter, but such things as obviously the changing population that we have, the changing beliefs that people have, all of that has made it necessary to look again at the role of the Catholic school in contemporary Irish society.
So what is the role of Catholic schools now? Is there such a thing any longer as a Catholic school?
I think there is. I think there are Catholic schools. We have very, very good Catholic schools. But I think it is the question now, very much for the church today, is where it positions itself in education in the country today. I think there are Catholic schools. I mean, we outline in the letter the kind of characteristics that a Catholic school would have. I mean, fundamentally, it's based on a belief in Jesus Christ. And that is the kind of the gospel and the life of Jesus Christ is something that guides the way the school runs. And what I mean by that is that there is such things as a respect for the individual. There is the belief that we believe that in all things that happens to us, that God is to be found in everything that happens. And so that guides, in a way, the school, the way the school looks at itself. There's also the question of we're part of a tradition that is not just beginning now, that we're part of a whole history. There's the other is that we're part of a community, that we work in a community with one another, and there's respect for one another. And there's also the issue of that there's a respect for knowledge, and that we need to be the best schools that we can possibly be when it comes to giving people the wherewithal to live good lives.
Now, as you say, a lot of that has always been there in Catholic education, but the difference now is the new immigrant population that we have and new beliefs. So are Catholic schools, if they're going to have those people in them with their beliefs, are they now all going to be a multi-denominational school?
No, there will still be Catholic schools with, obviously, pupils who have different beliefs and different faiths, but they're not multi-denomination schools. And I think we have to be careful in saying that what we're talking about are Catholic schools with a Catholic ethos, but which welcomes pupils from other denominations and traditions who come to our schools. But we are very careful to state that our schools will be, as I've said already, they're inspired by a Catholic philosophy of life, but open and welcoming to others. Now, we are also a point to make in this regard is we welcome very much that the Department of Education and Science are actually providing other models of schooling, which what they're now calling additional patronage models, where children who do not wish to be in a Catholic school will have a choice to go elsewhere.
But to come back to the Catholic school and the other faiths that are going to be involved in them. So the Catholic child is going to get Catholic education. Do the other denominations, are they going to get denominational education as well?
Well, obviously the Catholic school, its first concern is to form children in the Catholic faith, and especially if parents have chosen to send their children to that school, that's the first concern. Now, if there are other children in the school who may not want to be part of that, they certainly will have the option to withdraw from any kind of faith formation. And in situations that, if it were possible, that if they wish to provide others who would then give an education in a particular faith, that might be possible. But I mean, the Catholic school is not about it's fundamentally about educating people in the Catholic faith. It welcomes others, and insofar as it does that, insofar as it can meet the needs of others, it will do so.
How will you address the situation, for example, if you have pupils coming wearing the headdress, wearing the headscarf? What about pupils maybe whose families would object to symbols of Catholicism being on display, like the crucifix?
Well, I think we will be very definite about that it is a Catholic school, and it will display Catholic symbols, and we believe that that's a right that a Catholic school has. All of this is premised on the right of parents to choose the kind of school that they want for their children. And obviously that's a right which is there in the constitution of our country. It's there in the European legal instruments as well. So that's a basic. We have to be clear on that. With regard to children, you asked another question, Eileen, about if the children wanted to wear headgear. Well, I can't see any problem with that in a Catholic school. But, I mean, obviously the other part of the question which you asked is that Catholic schools will be Catholic schools, and one of the elements of a Catholic school is that it displays Catholic symbols, and I don't think we would apologise for that. We would welcome others, but they'd have to be happy with that. I mean, that's an essential part of the school, and we would let parents know that if parents are sending their children, if you have a Muslim parent or a Church of Ireland parent who wish to send their children to our school, they will be made aware that this is the context in which their child will be educated.